Yeah, the experiments more in terms of understanding the overhead of indirection and all of those things. Right?
Is that exactly.
Main
so, thing? So in that sense, what I was thinking of is well, the first thing is that I'm not sure which benchmark to work with. I mean, to compare with. I mean, probably, right? Because it's, I mean, all the extensions do different stuff, and I mean, it's not probably doesn't make much sense to run the same benchmark each time for the extensions that we have there. And the other thing is that the way I was planning to measure the overhead was just to look, how much time was the able layer, like, the able layer adding, like, for instance, how much time it takes to detect the input and output domain and all that stuff, and that shouldn't be much. My guess is that it's less than 1%. Right? Probably something like that. But my biggest concern was what workload to run and compare it with.
At this point, I mean, the simplest thing I can think of is to run some sort of micro benchmarks.
Okay.
Either just use something like IOZone or IOMeter or one of those.
Okay, so one of those.
Yeah,
one of those things.
Or, yeah, Postmark is more like a regular benchmark. It's not a micro benchmark. But, yeah, I guess Postmark is more real in some sense. And you could run Postmark. But I do see.
So your sense is your thought is running using like system usual file system benchmarks to and run them in both scenarios. And
I think that would be reasonable to
okay.
And with Postmark, you have some parameters that you can configure. How many
like
files and
the size and how many and how many transactions.
Exactly. So, and we could do, you know, for instance, the evaluating optimizations in the IO stack, if you remember that paper from Seagate and in Usenix 08 or 07, one of those.
07, I think.
And basically they were just changing, you know, different things in the IO stack, and they're using Postmark for all of those experiments.
Oh,
the only thing
that
they did was they changed the configuration of Postmark and varied it in four different ways. Like one is a large number of transactions, large number of files, then large small
transactions and
so we could do something along those lines because I mean of course Postmark is not perfect but it's okay. I think it's acceptable.
Yeah, I think it's acceptable by the community in general.
But are the extensions stable enough that you can actually run Postmark?
I think probably the least stable extension will be Borg. And probably Excess. But the other extensions are fairly simple. I mean, they're like very, very simple. They shouldn't have any problems.
Do we have in each case a non-able version of the extension to compare against?
I'm not sure. Actually we do. Yeah, for the simple cases we do have it.
So maybe we could just stick to the ones where we have a comparison point.
I think for Excess we don't have a complete able version.
Okay. So the other issue was that there was some comment raised about, you know, the partial implementation in the previous round that we submitted, right?
So I think we can just omit that part and just mention it try to be smooth on that because we are probably too direct on that. I mean, I don't think there's nothing wrong with being sincere, but I mean, people just use that probably in a way that I feel that it's a little unfair.
Mm-hmm.
That's my feeling.
Yeah. I mean, Yeah, I sort of agree with your sense on that. I think it's better to just omit that partial
mm-hmm.
statement, say that we have it complete and yeah. Okay, that's good. And the other comment was to, I mean, there was one reviewer which I don't know how seriously we should take it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which who said that the extensions that we looked at are simple extensions, but you know, what about complex extensions like
yeah.
Irish shepherding?
So my feeling is that you can the idea is to build well basic extensions and have like building blocks, right?
Mm.
So
the comment that he had was more to do
with different layers. That
yeah,
that,
different
that was,
layers, and there were some extensions have very complex interactions with the kernel. Like IO shepherding, you know, it has threaded, it has an additional thread and that sort of stuff. I think we have that support enabled, right, which is to dispatch asynchronously and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So the question then is how, I mean, is it easy to, we don't even have an IO shepherding extension, we'll have to implement everything. And that's probably unrealistic at this point.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe we should just forget about that. And if we still get the same comment back from FAST, then we'll think about it. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, because I don't know who was the reviewer for that.
Yeah.
I mean,
that was Usenix.
Yeah. If there is there are some people who overlap in these two communities, right?
Yeah, but I think that this committee it's fairly different from Usenix committee.
Mm.
From at least last Usenix committee.
Yeah. There are people who already know about this work in that committee, so it's not. We probably not
in this committee or in the other one.
In this committee. So for instance,
Ajay
knows about the work. Who else is there on that committee? I saw at least one name who I think knows about. Is Ethan on that committee?
Ethan Miller.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, he's not. Okay.
I don't think there's anyone from UC.
Okay, so maybe it's just Ajay. Because we need to send it as blind, right?
Yes.
But that's okay.
Yeah, probably the only person that knows about it is.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
Okay, so are you submitting the other paper that you're working on to FAST as well?
Yeah, that's the plan.
So it's
no, but that I mean that one is easier. I think what we need to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one needs more work.
Okay.
Because well, I mean that one is.
That's the first time submission, though, right?
Yeah, that's the first time submission. But yeah, but that's like four people, so.
Hmm.
I mean, I just need to run the experiments and probably do some of the graphs and all that stuff. But that doesn't take as much time as implementing it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, here's just two of us.
Yeah. And I have, this is the maximum number of papers that I've ever submitted for this FAST. Right, so it's going to be very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what I was thinking is sending AWOL to FAST and probably soft PM to Eurosys.
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea. What I was thinking also that we send a sort of a case for software persistent memory to PDSW, which is a petascale data storage workshop. This is a workshop that is being run by the same guys who run the NSF workshop. I shouldn't say same guys who run the NSF workshop, but a lot of the DOE folks are organizing.
When is
that? It's September 18th. But it's a 5-pager.
Oh, it's a 5-pager,
okay. And
I think we have enough for that.
And yeah, and but I want to sort of not the version that we have for the technical report, but more about the proposal.
Yeah, to get more feedback on the global idea.
Yeah, the overall idea exactly, and to sort of publicize the idea to the community. So that community is the Department of Energy.
With
supercomputing,
with SC.
Yeah. So that there are a couple of things which I wanted to talk to you about. One is that
I also need to talk to you about
the SC has this, although we don't really need it, but they have this program for student volunteers and they support
Yeah, I know. That's
the
brand.
It's like a lot of work. I mean, they're saying like 5 hours every day.
I remember they used to work a lot. Yeah.
And did you have to do that when you
no,
went to
No, because we went from with a different program, something
okay.
called broader engagement or something like that.
Is that also available this year?
I think it is. I don't know when the deadline is.
So if it is available, I would ask you to apply, because very likely, I mean, it is likely that we get in, you know, our paper gets in. And
SC is somewhere in October, right?
It's in November.
November. Okay.
Mid-November sometime. So just look into the SC call and see if the broader engagement thing
yeah,
is.
I used to get those emails. I think I still get it. I know they extended it, but I don't know to when.
Okay.
Because I was planning on going on to SOSP also, because we have a paper there with these other people.
But
yeah,
that's in October.
That's in October, yeah.
Yeah.
I think October 11th.
Yeah, you should certainly go to the SOSP one, especially, you know, since you were the first author on that paper.
Yeah.
I don't know if you get to present or not, but if you...
Yeah, I will get to present it.
Yeah, so then you should certainly take the opportunity to present. I mean, that's one of the ways in which you... You know, can make an impression on potential employers and also the other people in the community, right? And,
yeah.
You know, make more contacts, and certainly an important thing to do. So that's one thing, the SC student scholarship thing. The second thing is that in the fall and probably also in the spring, I'll probably ask your help too with the TAing of the,
okay.
With the operating systems course. And
okay.
So the way it's set up right now is that we have two lab sessions per week, one on Tuesday and one on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And so you will have to attend both these lab sessions and basically help out the students with their projects. With an
and the lab session is in a room or?
It's in ECS 141. It's in the audio visual which has one computer per student.
Oh, the one in the corner.
In the extreme corner,
okay.
Exactly. It's in that room. Yeah, but it's on 2 days per week, Tuesday and Friday, 3:30 to 4:45. So the first thing is that you have to keep that slot available.
3:30
to 4:45, Tuesday and Friday.
Okay, I'm going to start filling out my schedule. 3:30
to 4:45.
4:45. So an hour and 15 minutes.
Hour and 15 minutes, Tuesday and Friday.
Tuesday, Friday. Okay.
In ECS 141.
Okay.
So, Lewis, in the last semester, he made a bunch of notes for each project, and maybe you can reuse that. I'll post them online for the course. And one of the first things I need to do is to add you as a TA for the course on the class portal, so you can log in, download the assignments. I'm hoping to get a...
So what would the assignments be like?
It's basically all the Nachos projects.
Okay.
The same ones that you did for your, you know, when you did Nachos. And, I mean, I'll give you all the solutions if you don't already have them.
Yeah,
for,
I should have
Nachos.
Them. Okay.
As I remember, I posted the solutions for the projects when we did the course, right?
I don't remember. Yeah, probably you did.
Mm.
But I don't remember. It should happen.
Okay. And, yeah, so the idea is, I mean, if you talk to Lewis, you can certainly get more input and also feedback as to what the students were found more useful.
Mm-hmm.
And what they, you know, what actually worked with the lab sessions.
Okay.
So I think he had exactly the same, almost the same time slots as well. So he said that one of the lab sessions was much more popular than the other one. I don't remember if it was Tuesday or Friday, but
mm-hmm.
I'm guessing it was Friday. But, you know.
I don't know. Probably, my guess is that Friday there will not be anyone.
Yeah.
That's my guess, but it's okay.
Yeah, so the other thing which I wanted to do, because last time Lewis said that he spent a lot of time grading the projects,
mm-hmm.
and I'm hoping that I will get you some help with the grading. Maybe have one of the other guys help you out with the grading.
Yeah, that would be ideal.
Yeah. So, in that sense, maybe you can, you know, either share the grading load with that person, or maybe that person does all the grading. I don't know who that grader is going to be, because that course is supposed to be assigned a TA.
Okay.
And
okay.
I asked for you to be that school assigned TA, but apparently the department does not want you to support you as a TA. They want me to support you as an RA.
Okay.
Which of course is you know, also complicated because of the IBM.
Yeah, right. I mean, gets more complicated.
Yeah, gets more complicated. So I think it's best that you remain as an RA, but I will have to still ask you to help out with the TA duties.
Okay.
But I'm hoping that someone gets assigned to these lab sessions, and then that person can just you know, help out with the grading.
Okay.
So I need to go to talk to Olga, because she's the one who's doing all these assignments, to find out who is going to be the alternate assignment.
So if you're an RA, you're not supposed to get any assignment, any teaching assignment?
Yeah, it becomes complicated because of the time and effort reporting.
Oh, okay. I get it.
So it's sort of, you're doing this unofficially in some
sense.
Yeah. As if you spend official time being an official TA for that course, then you cannot write that you spent all your 100% of your 20 hours on
the other project.
On the project that you're still getting money from. Now, I don't know how the time and effort for you in this semester is going to work out, because it's split between IBM and here.
Yeah, so it's probably going to be
it's going to be a little bit more complex, but I think we'll figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was the other thing. We certainly talked to Lewis about it, because, you know, he did it through the whole of last year, and he has a lot of experience. And you can certainly reuse the material that he developed.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure it will be in good shape. Probably. Yeah.
And you'll have to probably review your Nacho's work, but...
Yeah. Well, at least it will start after September.
I mean, the way I see it is that maybe you can use it, if you decide to take up teaching as a profession, you know, you can maybe use the same modules for your class later on.
Yeah,
yeah.
Could be. Yeah, I mean, I will take that decision on the last moment. yeah, I mean, teaching is always an interesting thing. I used to TA a lot when I was in Venezuela. It was very interesting.
So did you resolve the things with Olga in the afternoon?
Yeah, so I have to pay insurance, and what she said for now, I'm just going to be like 10 hour, and later we're going to see how we're going to fix the 2 hour gap.
Let's say that we cannot fix the 2 hour gap, does that take care of your expenses, or...
I'm not sure. I would have to see how much the net amount will be at the end.
I mean, I'll certainly try my very best to give you $12, because, frankly, for me, there is no big difference between 10 and 20 hours. And the more you get, the better I think it is for you also. So we'll try to work out this alternate deal. I know that if you go through the financial system, at least the undergrad students that we worked with, the REU, they had some big problems getting their money out in time. So I don't know if they've already resolved those issues and now it is more straightforward or not, because the stipends work differently, and I know that in the last year they have been much better. The only issue is that if it's a scholarship amount, then it is not a hourly thing. Then I don't know how the hours for you work out. Maybe you'll just show us 8 hours working. Perhaps that's okay. I mean, because there is no requirement that you work for 20 hours, right?
No
such requirement.
There's not.
Now the only thing is that I need to find out whether the mechanism that we pay you from the grant also allows me to pay you via this different method, which is the scholarship method.
Yeah.
That's what Olga probably referred to, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, this is the first time for me also to find out. It's always good to know more things, like different ways in which I can disperse money, because that's, sometimes that always is a problem, how to spend the money.
Yeah, I mean, the IBM people didn't have any problem. I mean, they can always figure out something. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I think most of the bureaucratic problems probably were here in terms of all the international. I mean the fact that I'm an international student and all that.
Mm.
Because I mean, they said, okay, however, I mean, whatever you need, we will.
Now the thing about that was the other confusion I had. How does the CPT work? Because
okay, so you have two types of CPT.
Mm.
So you can do the full-time CPT and part-time CPT.
Okay.
So part-time CPT, it's unlimited. I already asked IESS people, and they said that you can do whatever amount of part-time CPT you want. But full-time CPT, you can do only at most 360 days.
Okay.
So, and if you do 360 days, what will happen is that you will lose your OPT,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's not a good thing to lose. Because
okay,
that's
so the good thing is you're doing part.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good. Okay, so what else do we need to talk about? I mean, so how do we work on the ABLE resubmission?
Okay, so I'm gonna start looking at the code and seeing what needs to be done and probably run see how to run Postmark with the simpler cases and leave Borg and Excel that are the complicated ones to the end.
Okay,
and yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. Probably we can meet early next week and see how to proceed after that.
Okay, all right, so. When should we meet? I mean, do you want to? I guess we don't need to set up a regular meeting time, right? Because this is only until.
I mean, we can set a regular meeting time until SAS.
Maybe we could just use the time after our other project meeting and software business.
Okay.
And maybe what do we have it for?
We have 3 to 4.
3 to 4 on Tuesday?
On Monday.
So maybe we could do 4, you know, right after.
Okay.
That works. Okay. Okay. So we just continue after other discussion. And in the meanwhile, I think one thing which we need to work on, be careful about is so there was one comment about pedantic writing, sort of writing
yeah.
in a preaching manner. And I think it's probably because of me. I have the tendency to preach. So what I can do is there are two problems right now. One is that the writing is too pedantic maybe, and the second is that we are over the page limit for FAST.
So what have the page limit?
Page limit is 12, including references.
Okay.
We are, I think, at 13. So what I'll try to do in the meanwhile while you work on those things is to, and I'm expecting that you will not touch the document while you
okay.
do those things.
Yeah.
So I'll do a full revision of the paper and try to address some of the comments such as, well, trying to figure out what is a better way to describe effectiveness. Maybe that's, so the people had, more than one person had a problem with that term once again. I think we switched from something to effectiveness, but now that's not good any.
Yeah, I mean, it's still not good
still
enough.
Not good. I don't know what, but I at least start thinking about that and maybe we can discuss it on Monday, but more importantly, I'll try to compress it and, you know, make it more precise and...
So if you revise something, just send me an email so I can take a look at it.
Sure, yeah, I'll certainly do that. Yeah. So let's work on this in parallel and then we can meet on Monday after the other project.
Sure. Okay. So so what I was thinking is that at least until FAST, I'm going to work mostly on ABLE.
Yeah.
And probably not do that much on software persistent
yeah,
memory.
That's fine.
And
as long as we keep meeting and have the discussion with Leonardo going, that's good enough.
Okay.
And it's good that we have another person and actually we may have one more student working on this as well, depending on what he chooses to, because he was interested in both this and the hybrid memory project.
Okay.
So Daniel is also another undergrad student. He might have come to the lab, you might have seen him, but probably not. He's like tall, thin guy, with curly, like small curly hair. So he's also from Cuba, just like, I think, yeah, he's, both of them are from Cuba. So he also did OS with me last semester in spring, and he's a really good student.
Okay.
I think he had better grades than Leonardo. Leonardo is sort of more, you know, he sort of don't care about perfect grades, and but he still made really good grades. And Daniel is sort of more studious. And so, anyway, so if he chooses to work on software versus memory, we had to find something for him to do as well. I don't know what that's going to be.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, it would always be nice to have more people doing some more stuff. There's a lot to do.
Yeah.
So, it will be good in that sense. Yeah, but that was my plan. I mean, I was planning to have this, I mean, both Able and the other energy proportionality project both trying to submit to us. But the thing is that one is a little bit more complicated also, because they're trying to make a patent.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to submit, like, a patent disclosure to lawyers and all that. But
the other paper was really well written. Pretty good. So who's the person doing sort of the major part of the writing?
Well, it was like half me and half Bindu.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but she did the final revision.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
I mean, I did one revision, and then she did the final pass.
Very, very well written for a workshop paper. So,
yeah, Bindu is very, very, very good.
Okay. Yeah. I think you can, for the time being, not worry about software versus memory at all.
Okay.
Maybe,
so you said that the deadline is 18th. So right after FAST.
Yeah, right after FAST.
You can focus on that.
Yeah.
And yeah, probably that's not a big issue.
Yeah, it's
one
small workshop paper,
for
and we have a lot of things written out anyway for the paper and the proposal, and we just need to figure out the content that we need to cut and paste from those two papers. So that's going to be easy.
Okay, so that's a conference with SC. So,
it's a workshop.
Sorry, it's a workshop. So would it still be good to send it to, probably to Usenix or Eurosys?
Yeah.
Or what do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, see, this workshop paper is more of this umbrella paper,
mm-hmm.
that talks about all three different capabilities.
It's more like to get feedback. That's what you want.
It's to get feedback, but at the same time, you know, sort of publicize this overall view of software persistent memory, that
okay.
people are not looking at the whole problem in this way.
Okay.
And also to address all three different capabilities, like recoverability, record replay, and execution branching, whereas the paper that we're going to write will be exclusively on recoverability.
That's true.
Right, and go into all the problems that need to be addressed for that specific component. So we could go for Eurosys, which I believe is in
October something,
is
probably
October?
mid-October, somewhere there.
Depends on how quickly we are able to move on that. Else we go for Eurosys.
Yeah, Eurosys should be in January. Yeah, we'll see.
I think the Eurosys notification is before the Eurosys deadline, so.
Yeah, probably like a week before.
Yeah,
like
so it's not too useful, because right after, and we can only do cosmetic changes after that review. But maybe it's okay to still send something there to get some feedback, right? Maybe they'll point out some obvious comments that.
Well, but the last, I mean, yeah, I was really, really, really unmotivated by the last set of reviews we got from Eurosys. The Able reviews, those were really, really, I mean, not good reviews from my point of view.
Mm.
I mean, not very useful, at least.
Yeah. The Usenix reviews were better.
The Usenix reviews were good reviews.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah,
that's
those were very, 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 very decent. But the Eurosys reviews were.
Eurosys reviews had a very, very weird scoring system as well, if you remember.
Yeah, I didn't.
And
get
some
it.
One guy basically trashed our paper, and our overall rank came down. a lot because of that.
I think he had like a one or two line review.
If you remember that.
Yeah, probably he was a very influential guy. I don't know. It's hard, hard to know.
Only influential people sometimes, you know, abuse their power to write like such ridiculous reviews, right? And then people are not, are afraid to complain, to say, okay, well, you need to write a better review if you're going to give such low points.
But probably yours is will be a good place to sign it. That would be my guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure which one would be better. Yours is,
I mean, Usenix probably has more impact.
Has more impact.
Yeah, certainly does. It's, Usenix papers are way more referenced than Yours papers, on an average. At least the papers I see, I see a lot more. I mean, you probably had the same experience, that you see a lot more references to Usenix technical conference papers than Yours papers in general.
That could be true.
And our experience with Usenix has so far been better than the ones. But that's only one data point, and we, there was one guy who basically messed the whole thing up.
Okay, so anyways, we have to work on this. The good thing is that I think most of the work is done, but still, there's substantial work remaining for the experiment section.
Yeah, I think the writing, changing the tone of the paper to make it more sort of.
So I'm guessing you don't have much time to work on it.
I have time to sort of compress the, you know, change the, because the words that, you know, I have to change the way I write, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a learning experience for me also to make sure that I don't, you know, preach and I don't overclaim and those kinds of things. So it's a good exercise to go through for me, and I want to do that anyway. So, and the other thing is, while I'm doing that, I'm sure there are lots of sentences that can be removed, so I'll just remove them. The main comment is the effectiveness comment, which I'm sure if I start thinking, maybe I'll get some ideas and we can do something about it. We'll see. So let me target on doing a revision over the next few days and try to get a better estimate of the page count after that revision.
Okay, sure. So we agreed to meet Monday after.
Yeah.
Monday at 4.
Monday at 4.
Okay, so my schedule is starting to fill up.